Senator Greg Ball's announcement that he will not seek re-election came via video on YouTube Friday morning.
But at this time in my life, it's time now to return back to the private sector and maybe, hopefully, even find some time to raise a family.
Ball says he remains committed to ensuring his district stays in Republican hands. The Patterson resident says he is sticking with his self-imposed term limit pledge and explains why his announcement comes on the later side of this election year.
But until recently, we didn't even have a replacement. You know, with that term limit pledge, I promised that I would only do three terms in both the Assembly and the Senate. The Assembly I did 4 years. That means that I would have had the opportunity, A, to break the pledge, which was never an option, or to run one more time. Well, that would have left this critical state Senate seat open in a presidential year, making it much, much tougher for us to maintain that seat. Now, with Terrence Murphy in the race, I feel confident that not only are we going to win this seat, but that he will have this seat for many years to come.
Ball describes Murphy as a fellow conservative Republican. Murphy is a councilman in Yorktown in Westchester County. The 40th Senate District contains most of Putnam County, a large part of northern Westchester County, and eastern portions of Dutchess County. The Democrat looking to win the seat is also from Westchester, from Croton-on-Hudson. Justin Wagner ran against Ball the last time around. The 2012 race was contentious, with Ball tagging Wagner as Wacky Wagner. It was also close, with Wagner getting about 49% of the vote. Here's Wagner.
You know, I was never running against Senator Ball. I was running for the people of the 40th District in the Hudson Valley, and so this doesn't change what I'm, you know, what I'm campaigning for, and that's that I think we need more common sense in our politics. I think Albany needs to do things differently, and I think we need new voices to represent the Hudson Valley. And so, you know, I wish Senator Ball well, you know, but for me in this campaign, it's full speed ahead.
As for a potential matchup against Murphy, Wagner says he does not want to speculate.
You know, Senator Ball just made his announcement, so maybe other folks would come forward. I don't know. I do know, though, that we'll have the real opportunity in an open seat to have a debate of ideas and policy.
For months, there were reports that Ball was seriously considering a primary challenge for Putnam County Executive against incumbent Mary Ellen O'Dell. Again, Ball.
No, not running for county exec, not running for Congress. Not running for dog catcher. What exactly I will do 6 months from now, I don't know. Continuing to be focused on the job.
Ball serves as chairman of the Senate Veterans Homeland Security and Military Affairs Committee. Every seat counts in the New York State Senate, where Republicans share the majority with a group of five breakaway Democrats. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.